The global tug of war over digital taxing rights has entered a high-stakes phase. Today, April 14, 2026, the UN Intergovernmental Negotiating Committee, INC, officially adopted a landmark resolution to fast-track a new protocol on the UN digital services taxation. This protocol represents the first concrete legislative step toward a source-based taxation model, designed specifically to empower developing nations that have long felt sidelined by the complexity of the OECD's Pillar 1 framework. By proposing a simplified withholding tax on digital revenue, the UN is positioning itself as the primary architect of a truly inclusive international tax order. The simplified withholding model, a UN alternative, the core of the UN Digital Services Taxation Protocol, is its shift away from the permanent establishment rule toward a significant economic presence, SEP, and simplified withholding logic. Targeted revenue. The protocol enables market jurisdictions to apply a flat rate withholding tax on gross payments for digital services, e.g., online advertising, data usage, and streaming. Ease of administration. Unlike the OECD's Amount A, which involves complex profit allocation formulas, the UN model is built for countries with limited administrative capacity. Treaty overrides. The resolution includes provisions to allow the new protocol to override conflicting clauses in older bilateral tax treaties, a move that could reshape over 3,000 existing agreements. Toward a grand bargain, the adoption of this resolution increases the pressure on G20 nations to find a middle ground. While the OECD has spent years fine-tuning its two-pillar solution, the rapid progress of the UN Digital Services Taxation Protocol suggests that the Global South is no longer willing to wait for a consensus that many feel favors residence-based economies. UN perspective. This resolution is not just about revenue, it's about sovereignty. We are building a bridge to a system where every nation has the technical and legal right to tax the value generated within its borders. As the INC moves toward a finalized draft for the UN Framework Convention on International Tax Cooperation, the focus now shifts to whether the US and EU will engage in a grand bargain to reconcile these competing frameworks or risk a fragmented world of overlapping digital levies.